This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a part of me that was like, you know what? Joe was take Abdul Carter when he thought the Browns were going to have to trade Myles Garrett. Now he's, you're going to keep Myles Garrett? What's better? Draft Abdul Carter. There's a part of me that really respects not moving off the spot there.
I think it's interesting because we have not been able to have these conversations because Miles has been asking out of Cleveland the entire time we've been talking about Abdul Carter. But it does pose an interesting question, right? Because we've done it so much before with Myles Garrett. We did it with Miles and Jadeveon Clowney. We did it with Miles and Olivier Vernon. Like we've done this before where you give them somebody that excels also on that off on that defensive line. Abdul Carter, Myles Garrett has got to get you excited, though.
What's wild about it is like Jadeveon. I don't think was ever, I shouldn't say ever. By the time Jadeveon was here, I don't think he was a number one edge rusher, right?
No, but he still had a double-digit sack season.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was, I think he himself was a guy that was going to generate 12 sacks himself. Good foot, solid football player, really good defensive end. And I would say that that first year of Jadeveon was the best pass rusher or the best defensive lineman they've paired with Miles this entire time, right?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been absent of talent, as we mentioned there, but I'm trying to figure out, was it like Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter last year? Is that the best like pass rushing duo?
Yeah, but I think the point is, I don't think Miles has ever played with another edge rusher with this kind of obvious abundance of talent.
I mean, T.J. Watts had a lot of talent on that Steelers.
I mean, Highsmith, Herbig now. I mean, it's a
murderer's row.
So, like, I think this would be... If they went this way, I don't think you'd be upset. Like, I continue to go back to, if you go either Abdul Carter at two, or if you do a mini trade down, a couple picks for somebody who wants a quarterback, and you go Mason Graham, I don't think there's any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are two, either guy you put next to Miles, and you put next to McGuire, and you put next to, I still think Mike Hall Jr. is going to be a good football player. If you can't find the dream left tackle there, if you can't find a home run wide receiver, man, or the quarterback, give me this, fortify that defensive line and see where we go from there.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they weigh it because Mary Kay, for instance, earlier today when she put out her Russell Wilson piece, she said, okay, so you take Russell Wilson and then you take Travis Hunter was her idea. So you help out Russell Wilson in that regard because obviously you give him better weapons. Like, are they looking at it that way? If you take Kirk Cousins, do you have to supplement the wide receiver room a little bit better then?
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe not specific to number two, but if it's just Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku with Kirk Cousins, I don't know why we're expecting Kirk Cousins to be any better than Atlanta, other
right.
than the system change, which I do think should go a long way. I still don't know his arm's going to hold up in this on the lake. I still don't know that he isn't washed entirely, but you can at least sell me about, hey, he fits this system as good as anybody fits Stefanski's system. He's got 2 years' experience in it. But yeah, I mean, getting a decent wide receiver like the DK Metcalf thing to Pittsburgh for a second round pick. And I know it's second round pick plus $30 million. Yeah, I would have been really interested in that.
I find it interesting because for years, when Andrew Berry first got to Cleveland, Nick, he definitely spent off seasons really going hard at either the defense or really going hard on the offensive side of the ball. There was a year he went really hard offensively and then really hard defensively, and he's always like pinged it one way or another. He doesn't ever really try to split the baby as much and just kind of like supplement both sides equally to have him upgrade. And so I'd be curious to find out what his plan of attack would be in this instance.
Now, the thing I disagree with Joe is, because I'm coming from it, if I really thought Miles was going to be traded. I did. And so I was legit surprised yesterday when the word came down that Miles had re-signed and that this really was all about money and that now Miles is going to hopefully continue his career in Cleveland. Hopefully finish his career in Cleveland. He's with that contract, he's definitely going to continue it, but we'll see if he finishes his career here. I think what's interesting is, I don't know definitively how this impacts them at two. I don't feel any more or less inclined to take a quarterback now than I was a day ago, even though I do think the veteran quarterback matters probably more now than I did a day ago.
Yeah, Listen, I've always believed they're taking quarterback at two, so it'd be odd if I came out and was like, no, I really believe they're taking a quarterback at two. I've just always lived with the idea that they're taking a quarterback at two. It's interesting if they feel like they can win enough, because Miles will be there and the defense should be similar to what it was last year, if they can get this thing and take one of these other quarterbacks and make it all work. I'm very confused right now. Just when you think you know something about this front office, you really have no idea. And I think the Miles signing just kind of preaches that. Even though they told you this entire time, I didn't think they'd pull it off. And it's just the idea that they can pull a rabbit out of their hat consistently amazes me.
I do think that there's an element of this, because I'm glad you say pulled it off. I do think I was really surprised at how many people saw them re-sign Miles and then go, all right, now we're right on path. And it's like, no, you averted disaster.
Yeah.
Now you have to go get the veteran quarterback right, and you have to make a pretty important decision at two. So if the quarterback stuff is all just bluster, then you better get a really significant caliber quarterback in free agency or trade. And like earlier today, who is it? Mike Florio. Not Michael P. Florio, but the actual real.
Always confusing those two. Thanks for the clarification.
And the guy's got the slick back hair and the weird hipster, can't be within 500 yards of a school vibe, but the real Mike
Florio. It's just
Florio,
a vibe, though. He can actually do that.
He actually, so far as we know, allegedly.
As we know.
But real Mike Florio connected maybe Seattle to Trevor Lawrence before they signed Sam Darnold. Because this is Florio's reporting. Seattle was actually the team to call the Jaguars about Trevor Lawrence, a month ago, whenever that report came out. There is the pesky Kyler Murray stuff out there.
Yeah.
And
those rumors went hard yesterday.
But it's interesting.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I think there should be more pressure to win next year because Miles is here. And because Denzel, we feels like we're playing with borrowed time with Denzel. So if you're going to double up on quarterback at two and in free agency or trade, that's fine. But then I need to see a veteran quarterback of some repute. Like if you bring back Joe Flacco 2.0, you're either telling me quarterback at two is going to start immediately and Joe's just window dressing.
Yeah.
Or you're not serious about winning next year if you bring Joe Flacco back and just expect to all of a sudden, hey, those five games weren't an aberration. We're going to just run it back with Joe. A lot's changed in a year.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have enough moves yet from them for us to really be like, I can point to this and say with certainty they're going to go quarterback at number two, or they're going to just go ahead and get Russell Wilson at number two or Aaron Rodgers at two. I mean, we've done nothing so far. It feels like everyone in the NFL has done a bunch of moves. We have the Myles Garrett re-signing, but we haven't haven't even gotten as much of like a J.K. Dobbins rumor, Nick. I mean, we got no tip of the hand as to what they're doing.
Well, but like, for instance, Daniel Jones. To me, that's a bridge to nowhere. Now, Daniel Jones is young enough. A team can justify not taking quarterback at two. So I wouldn't be surprised if they sign Daniel Jones. If he doesn't go to Indy, that's one of the rumored landing spots for him.
Right, but I meant away from the quarterback spot. I meant like in generalities, we haven't heard much whispers of anything. And so it's like we can't get a tip or a read on what they're doing.
Yeah, but because I think they are going dumpster diving. They might even be doing this at quarterback. But like Javon Hargrave is one that makes a ton of sense. Of a guy I think they probably had interest in a couple years ago. The price was too high. He's coming off an injury last year in San Francisco. But he's just, I want to say he's just 31. A lot of football there. I'm trying to think of somebody else. I wouldn't be surprised if their free agent class comprised of a lot of guys that were cut elsewhere, which isn't going to inspire any hope, but it's probably going to be cheaper and still might be just as good of a free agent class as if you went all in.
Well, and it also maybe reinforces the idea that they really liked last year's team. They won three games, but they really liked and thought they put together a really good team.
But I think the only move, the only two moves that are going to tip your hand one way or another are what they do with a veteran quarterback and a two.
Yeah.
And so if they sign Javon Hargrave, I'm not going to be like, yeah, they're doing it. Laser eyes. It's still googly eyes until he does a damn thing worth it. When he nails the number two pick, we'll bring the lasers back. We'll use that as motivation.
People brought him back yesterday. Yeah. Much to my dismay, they brought him back.
That's just...
They were everywhere. It was rampant. Laser eyes, it was ridiculous.
Can we give him like one laser eye and then one googly eye? let's incentivize him.
Back. No, because there's enough people that are just going to love anything he does anyway at this point.
216-474-0092. Are the Browns more likely to take a quarterback at two after the Miles deal? Let's go. Where do you want to go here?
Oh, man. I hate when you do this. Ryan in Geneva.
Ryan in Geneva. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Doing very well, buddy. Appreciate you.
Good. Can we talk about how the Browns and Andrew Berry are like the Steve Urkel of the NFL?
You may.
You guys ever watch that show where Steve Urkel keeps on pining after Laura Winslow?
Did I do that?
Did you just ask two guys who are sons of the 90s whether we watched Family Matters?
There's a good Mulaney bit about getting drunk, and then he's like, and I pose the question that only drunk people and Steve Urkel do. Did I do that?
Did I do that? Well, the whole premise was that he was always chasing after Lauren Winslow, and Lauren Winslow didn't want him. Didn't want him. What's Barry's fascination with chasing after all these guys that have clearly stated they don't want you? I heard this. I don't know if there's been anything new on it, but Brandon Ayuk, they're going after him again. He's clearly stated, I don't want to be in Cleveland. Even to a certain extent, Myles Garrett, I don't want to be in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson didn't want to come to Cleveland until they gave him.
But you're naming two guys that he got to come to Cleveland and stay in Cleveland now.
Yeah, well, including Watson, right?
Yes, that includes Watson. So he was told no by Watson, but then he was able to convince Watson to come here, which means this is Urkel landing the girl in multiple instances now.
But there's a reason we never saw it after that happened.
But it would lead you to believe that Urkel could do it again.
That must have been the episode where he transformed into a Stefan Urkel.
Didn't Urkel get like? Didn't he have like a massive glow up after the show ended? I thought he got in like really good shape, got rid of the glasses, and was like,
"Yeah, I'm not Urkel anymore."
And
nobody bought it.
He had to wipe away the Urkel, but people just couldn't do it.
Also, it's Laura Winslow. It's not Lauren Winslow. I'm not trying to be that guy. We're gonna make an apt comparison.
Well, yeah, that's gonna be your what you bring to the table in a phone call too. You probably have to have that one right.
The Ayuk thing actually makes sense to me. Like a year ago, I thought it would have cost you about a two because he's coming off an ACL.
They want out of it. It was a bad deal by them. They want out of it.
And by the way, the deal actually isn't that terrible if you trade for him. If we're talking a third or a fourth, if we get the Amari Cooper special, which is even less than that, for Brandon Ayuk, I'd feel a hell of a lot better about drafting a quarterback at two, specifically Cam Ward, because now Ayuk, Judy, that is a tandem I think you can play with and have some success.
They've also given up a bunch of draft picks, right? Trey Lance was a bunch of draft picks. Christian McCaffrey was a bunch of draft picks. Like they need capital.
216-474-0092. Does the Miles deal make it more or less likely the Browns take a quarterback at two? And when there are no winners, don't be afraid to be a loser. 5 minutes from now on 92.3 The Fan.